Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fifth parak of Maseches Peah. Today we're going to be learning parak Hey Mishnah Hey and parak Hey Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Hamachalef im ha'aniyim, if a farmer wants to trade his produce, want to trade his crops with the poor people. So he has all of his crops. The poor people have leket, shecha, and peah, the matanos, and the gifts that were given to the poor people. So the question now is, which one of them has to give Truma and Maaser? We learned before, and we're going to learn again now, that when it comes to the matnos aniyim, the gifts given to the poor, they do not need to separate Truma, and they do not need to separate Maaser. But the question now is, the owner has the matnos aniyim, have the poor gifts in his hands, because that's what he traded for, and all the poor people have the regular crops in their hands, because that's what they traded for. So the question now is, which one has to give Truma and Maaser, the Baal, the owner, who has now these matanos aniyim, these poor gifts in their hands, or the poor people, who normally don't have to separate, but now they have the regular crops in their hands. Says the Mishnah, Bishelo Pater. The Baal HaBayis, the owner, he's Pater, he's exempt, he does not have to separate Truma and Maaser. Why? Because the crops that are in his possession, the grains that are in his possession, were matanos aniyim, they were originally Leka, Checha, and Peah, they were originally gifts given to the poor people, and gifts given to the poor people are not obligated in Truma, and they're not obligated in Maaser. Uvashalaniyim Chayiv. But the poor people, they're Chayiv, they're obligated to separate Truma and Maaser. Why? Because the crops in their possession are regular crops that were harvested by the farmer, and therefore they require separation of Truma and Maaser. Continues the Mishnah. Shnayim shekiblu es hasada ba'arisus. There are two people who are, they're what we call arisim. They're sharecroppers. What's a sharecropper? A sharecropper is someone who works on a field, and their payment for working on the field is some of the produce, some of the crops that they reap, that they sow, that they harvest on that particular field. Now the question though is, the halacha is, we should just know by way of introduction, that poor people are not allowed to get the matnos ani and the leka checha and peah of their own field. So we have these sharecroppers, they're working on the field, and the question then is, how can they get leka checha and peah when they're working on the field? Says the Mishnah, Zen nosin lo zechelko maser ani. Each one has the ability to give the other sharecropper his portion of Maaser Ani. Maaser Ani is another one of the Matnos Aniyim. So even though they can't take Maaser Ani from their own part of the field, from the own, you know, area where they're working, where they're sowing, reaping, and harvesting, they may, in fact, take Maaser Ani from the other person's share of the field. They're only connected to the part of the field that they're working on, that they get the crops from. Continues the Mishnah, Hamekabel Sada Liktor. If there's a poor person who is in a similar type of a situation, who's working on a field, and he's told that he's going to get a certain salary of whatever the produce is, he's going to get a certain amount of the produce based on what he harvests. Says the Mishnah, Aser Beleka Checha Upeya Maaser Ani. He's not allowed, says the Tanakhama, to get any of the matanos aniyim. He can't get leka, checha, peah, maaser ani. He can't get any of it. Why? Because he gets a percentage of that which he sows, that which he does, and that which he harvests. And therefore, again, like we said before, if you are working on the field and it's part of your parnasa to get a percentage of the field, then you're not allowed to get any of the matanos aniyim. You can't get leka, checha, peah, or maaser ani. Rabbi Huda says, Amos, when is that true? That the person working on the field is not allowed to get any of the matnos aniyim, any of the gifts for the poor people? Bizman shekibel mimenu lemechta lishlish vilarevia. So specifically when he is told by the owner that he's either going to get half of the crops, a third of the crops, or a fourth of the crops from when it is a standing crops. Why? Because when the crops are standing, if I were to say, and I'm going to get a half of the standing crops, half of the crops before they're harvested, then that would be a problem, because once they're standing, that's when they become obligated in the matnos aniyim. And as they're obligated in the matnos aniyim, then you can't get from that if you are the one harvesting the crops. Aval, says Rabbi Yehuda, but im amar lo, if the owner says to him, shlish masha ata kotzer l'shalach, I'll give you a third of after it's harvested. Once it's harvested, then I'll give you a third of what's there. Mutter, then it would be allowed. What would be allowed? Those three of the matnosanim, lekat shecha and peah, he would be allowed to have if he's being told that you're going to get a percentage of what is harvested. Because again, once it was standing, then it became obligated in lekat shecha and peah, and then what happened? Then it was harvested. But the obligation of the matnosanim, the obligation of lekat shecha and peah, take effect once it is standing. And once it was standing, it didn't belong to him, it belonged to the owner. He's only getting it later on in the process. He's only getting it later on once it is already harvested. But the poor person would not be allowed to get Maaser Ani. Why not? Because the Bar Tanura explains, Maaser Ani starts after the Ketzira, after the cutting, after the harvesting, and therefore, once it's harvested, it's really still part of what, that's when it belongs to him, and therefore, he would not be allowed to get the Maaser Ani. But Leka Chicha and Peya, their obligation sets in once it is standing, and as long, says Rabbi Yehuda, as long as it is still belonging to the owner completely, once it's harvested, then he would be allowed to take that percentage and take Leka Chicha and Peya before, after it is harvested. Okay, now we are continuing with Perek Hey. Mishnah Vav, says the Mishnah, Hamocher es sadeh, a person plants various fruits, various crops, and then he sells his field. Hamocher mutter, the poor person, assuming that he's poor, would be allowed to take the lekachecha and pay, would be allowed to take the matnosarim, because he sold it, right? He's he no longer owns it. Falokech aser, but the person who bought it can no longer take the matnosarim, can no longer take the lekachecha and pay, because again, he does own the field at that point, and if you own the field, then you're not allowed to take the matnosarim. You can't take the gift to the poor if you own the field. Continues the Mishnah. Lo yiskor adam es apolim al menas sheilaket bino acharav. A person can't pay. Let's say a guy he owns a field. He's a farmer. He owns the field. And he has a worker that works for him. So he says, listen, I know that you yourself, you can't take the lekachecha and pay. You can't take the matnosanim. But I know you have a poor son. A son who's poor and help. But what's going to happen is, I'll let you work for me, and I'll let your son then come along after me and pick up the leket as they drop the pieces of straw, the grains, then I'll let him take them, and he'll be able to keep them. But says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to have this person work for you and tell him that I'm going to give preferential treatment to his poor son who's going to then come along. Why not? So the Bar Tanura explains, because then what's going to happen? The worker, the person who's working for you, is going to charge you a little bit less. You're going to have to pay him less. And you're basically using the leket as part of his salary. The fact that you're allowing his son to come and collect the leket means that now he's going to charge you less. And that's like stealing from the poor people. You have to allow the poor people to come, and you can't play any role in deciding who gets and who doesn't. Finishes off the Mishnah with a very important principle. Misha eino maniach es ha'aniyim lilko, someone who doesn't allow the aniyim to just collect the leket, or he's interfering, he's getting involved. Oshu maniach es echad, or he sort of lets one of them, ve'achad lo, and says one of them can't. Oshu masaya es hachaven, or he helps one of them specifically take some of the leket, take some of the matanos. In all of these situations, hareza gozel es ha'aniyim, he is stealing from the poor people. It has to be equal, it has to be fair. You can't give preferential treatment, you can't allow certain aniyim to come, and certain aniyim give them a harder time. Al zeh ne'amar, and such a person, it says the pasuk in Sefer Mishlei, al taseig gvul olim, don't put a fence around the people that are coming to come, and the aniyim who are coming to take. You have to give equal treatment for everyone, and not just for the aniyim who you like, not just for the aniyim who you know. Have a great day.